Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Midos Daf Lama Dalad, Midos 34. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the Mesechus known as Mesechus Midos, which is the Mishnayos that are discussing the measurements and the manners in which the temple service was conducted. So the first Mishnah begins with Beshloshim Akomos HaKohanim Shomrim Bebeis HaMikdash, Bebeis HaVtinas, Bebeis HaNitzot, Bebeis HaMikvah, that there were three places in which the Kohanim guarded the temple and that they stood guard in the Beis HaMikdash, and these places were called the chamber that was called the chamber of Avtinus, where they would make the Ketores, where the Avtinus family would make the incense, and in the chamber that was called the Beis HaNitzot, that this was the chamber which was next to the gates to the courtyard and was built on a upper level next to the entrance to the Azara. And then the third gate was the Beis HaMoked, which was the fire chamber is what it was called, the Beis HaMoked. So this Mishnah is the beginning of Mesechus Midos, which is the 10th chapter, the 10th tractate in Seder Kachim. There is no Gemara on this Mishnah, yet it's included in the Daf Yomi. And the Rambam writes that the reason why they put Mesechus Tamid and Mesechus Midos at the end of Seder Kachim is because they have no actual laws. It's really just a telling over of how the service went in the temple when it began early, when we had the morning service in the temple and we had the afternoon service in the temple. We need to know how it took place. And so therefore, that is what these tractates are. They're not halachos, which are practical for today, that these are just the way in which the temple was built and all the chambers that were around it. So the commentaries explain that there are different reasons why it makes sense to learn this tractate today, even though that there's, like we said, there's no halacha that's actually practiced from it. So the Rambam writes that the reason why we learn this is because, God willing, there will come b'mehera b'yameinu, very soon, the redemption, and we are going to need to know how to build a temple. The Rambam is of the opinion that we're going to need to build a temple ourselves. Rashi seems to say in a couple of places in the Talmud that the Beis HaMikdash will be, the third temple will come down from heaven overnight, instantly. But Rambam says we're going to need to build it, and so therefore, if we're going to need to build it, we're going to need to know the exact measurements. Other people explain that the reason why we need to actually study this tractate, this is the opinion of the Lechem Shemayim, and this is a common approach, is that the more we engage in the study of sacrifices and about the temple, it's as though we are actually building the temple. So if we're learning about the laws of bringing an offering, just like when we're learning about the laws of bringing korbanos, it's as though we're bringing the korban itself, so too with respect to the building of the temple, that if we engage in the study of how the temple was built and the architecture of the temple, it's as though we are engaged in the building of the temple, and it's as though we're building actually the temple of God. And so that's a reason why we should be engaged in study of this tractate. There are others who say that the reason why we should study this tractate is because there are many places throughout the Talmud where the utensils and vessels from the temple are mentioned in the Talmud. Like we often talk about the Mizbeah, we talk about the altar, we talk about the kior, we talk about the shulchan. And so therefore, since there are many places where the temple is mentioned in the Talmud and we need to understand the rest of the Talmud, therefore, in order to understand those tractates, we need to understand this Mishnah. Another explanation is because there is actually a prohibition of building something that looks exactly like the temple. And the only way we could do it, or the utensils of the temple, we're not allowed to do that. So the only way we could do that is if there's a slight difference between the way our utensils are and between the utensils of the temple. And so therefore, for this reason, we're obligated to study this tractate. These are some of the reasons why it's appropriate to study this tractate. But Rambam also writes in his commentary to the Mishnah Torah, actually not the Rambam, the Tosfos Yom Tov writes in his introduction to this tractate that Mesechus Midos engages in the measurements of the building of the second temple, that the people when they went up from the exile from the second for the second temple, that's where they were engaged in, not the building of the first temple. However, there are some more of the opinion that Mesechus Midos is a reference to the first temple. So there is this dispute about it. And aside from all of the values in involved in studying this tractate, there's another teaching, that there's another great value in studying this. And this is based upon the Midrash Tanchuma, that in the Midrash Tanchuma, Tzadei Vav, Otz Yudalad, it records the following discussion, that Ezekiel comes before God and he says, Master of the universe, until now we are placed in exile in the land of our enemies, and you want me to go and tell the Jewish people exactly how the temple is supposed to look, and you want me to write in front of them, and you want me to remember all of these laws, and they can't even do it, so why do I have to go and tell them? Let's leave it until after the exile is finished, and after they're redeemed, then I'll go and tell them how to build it. So when Ezekiel said this to God, God responds to Ezekiel and says, on account of my children who are placed in the exile, this is the basic concept, meaning to say that Hashem is saying to Ezekiel that it's a greater value to be studying the construction of the temple than even actually building itself. That Hashem is saying that because the temple is not being built right now, therefore you shouldn't study that aspect of Torah. No, every aspect of Torah should be studied, and we get even more reward for studying about it without it being built than even when it's actually built, because by studying it without it being built, we're showing just how much desire and love we want to build it itself, and we can't wait for that time. And so therefore, that's what the Midrash is saying, that it's so important for us to be studying about the building of the temple.